What's up? It's your boy Corey T coming to you live straight from your mama house. Telling you to wake your ass up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Today we talking about self-love. Self-love is the best love. Yes, it is. And what I don't understand, like people try to jump into these relationships so quick and so fast. And like, they just want somebody to be all about them. They want to be all about somebody else. But they ain't even been all about themselves yet. Like, you don't even know yourself. You don't know what makes you tick. You don't even know what makes you happy. Like, so how do you expect for you to be happy with someone else when you can't even make yourself happy? If you can't sit in a room by yourself and just chill and be happy, like, you happy, you have a long time to be by yourself, then you don't need to be with nobody else. Like, and it's cool, I understand, like, it takes, sometimes you don't learn yourself right away. But don't force somebody to be with you or force yourself on someone when you haven't yet learned to love yourself. That's all I'm saying. Because, hey, that's, like, it's not going to be anything but a big wreck. Like, there's a couple things you got to do before you get in a relationship. You got to learn to love yourself. You got to know yourself. And you got to understand how you work. Like, as crazy as it might sound, like, oh, I know me. I know me better than anybody. But how good do you know yourself? Like, we're too involved in other things to know ourselves. Like, we're paying attention to this, we're paying attention to that. We'd rather watch what someone else is doing, learn about celebrities, but we don't learn ourselves. Like, we never take the time to really sit down and figure out who the hell we are. Because I've experienced relationships, and I've been in relationships when it's been both of our faults. Like, when it's been because I didn't know myself and I didn't love myself yet, and because she didn't know herself or she didn't love herself yet. And it never worked out because you're steady trying to compensate for the love you're not giving yourself through that other person. And that's unfair to them. I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. Like, it's unfair to that other person to have to love you more than you love yourself, because you don't have that self-love yet. But it's your boy Corey T, and y'all have a good morning. Wake up, drink your coffee, get to work, make that money, and my guys, pay that child support. They will lock your ass up, so pay that child support. Love them kids. Peace out. It's your boy Corey T. Wake your ass up. Oh yeah. And don't forget to subscribe. I'm coming to you throughout the day, every day. We gonna talk about real shit. Shit that matters. The good, the bad, the ugly. So, nothing is off limits. If you got something you wanna talk about, send me a message. Let me know. And I'll talk about it. We'll go into detail. What's up, guys? It's your boy Corey T. And I got a subject I want you guys to give your input on. And the subject is, would you rather? Would you rather be single and lonely forever or be in a relationship but you're unhappy? The reason I ask that is because I know people who are in a relationship but they're not happy at all. I know people who are single and they prefer it that way. So would you rather have someone or would you rather be single? Tell me what you think. It's your boy Corey T. And don't forget to subscribe. I'm coming at you every morning and every day throughout the day. From your mama house, from your auntie house, whoever. But press that subscribe button.